The attacks on U.S. missions in Libya, Egypt, and Yemen highlight how easily passions against the nominal ally of those countries can be ignited. An obscure, crudely made American video mocking the Prophet Muhammad triggered rage and murder. Sayed Sadek is a professor of political sociology at the American University in Cairo.
This is a price of extremism. If those who made the film wanted extremist action, they got it. They succeeded.
Sadek argues extremists on both sides got what they wanted. For one, proof that Islam is violent. For the other, that America is the enemy of their religion. Points scored at the expense of those in the middle, including slain U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens.
The majority of the people, Muslims and Christians, are not extremists, but they are captive of those extremists on both sides. Each side is provoking something, and then the others are responding, and then they try to push the silent majority into extremism and suspicion and intolerance.
Sadek says it's an anti-Western political agenda easy to deploy.
There is misunderstanding in Muslim countries between the relationship between government and media. They still believe that it's like in autocratic regimes, the government orders the media to do this or to do that. American media, President Obama did not order that a movie about Islam is made. And in fact, he is being accused in America that he is pro-Muslims.
Libya's government was clear in its condemnation of the Benghazi attack. Egypt's initial response made no direct mention of the death of Ambassador Stevens, although a day later it rejected the unlawful acts against foreign embassies. Ziad Akhomoussa is a political analyst in Cairo.
I don't think that the government has enough political capital to actually counter that vision. They cannot state that, well, okay, there's an offensive movie, but it's not that important and it does not represent the U.S. administration and it's a matter of free speech, and they can never say that.
It's a dynamic that has played out several times in recent years, with Danish cartoons of the Prophet and other Western images deemed insulting, provoking bursts of outrage.
It's a contention over putting creativity on a pedestal in the West and actually putting a lot of red lines behind it in the East. You know, and it doesn't mean that this is wrong and this is right. It simply means that it's different. But we never address that.
He argues until governments frame the question as one of freedom of expression, not a fight over religion, such violence will happen again and again. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.